every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:21, Dr. Johan Serfontein is a member of the Free Market Foundation's Healthcare Policy Unit, and he's of the view that the looming NHI disaster would dwarf Eskom, and the only way to fix the public health system is to introduce competent management at all levels, and this would mean getting rid of entrenched union members. Dr. Serfontein, thank you so much for your time this morning. Let's talk about why you believe that NHI is going to be the bigger crisis than the already big crisis that we currently have on our hands in the form of Eskom.
NHI, if you look at the numbers involved, is going to be twice the size of Eskom. Now, if the government is unable to manage Eskom and they need to break it up into three parts to make it a viable and manageable entity, then NHI at double the size is going to be a double the problem there. So it's a big problem. And I mean, you can only look at the current government institutions that are compensating in this way, and you're looking at the compensation fund, you're looking at the road accident fund. I mean, those are both in absolute chaos. And of course, SASSA is the third one. So this would be bigger than SASSA as well. And yet, you know, every government institution that's got to pay out money in large amounts is a total mess. So thinking that NHI is going to be anything different is really ludicrous.
Some of the critics that came out last year with regards to NHI were talking about the cost and how services will actually be rendered from that NHI context. We had the recent launch of the Presidential Health Summit report. Is that even adding more, I suppose, uncertainty around this entire debate on the NHI?
I think that the idea behind the Presidential Health Summit was initially that they would be looking at concrete ways to fix the public health sector, which is a much-needed step if you want to implement NHI. And yet that also turned into kind of a lobbying action for NHI itself, which was not what it was supposed to be, and yet it was used as a platform to push that agenda. So yes, the public health system definitely needs to be fixed, and it needs to happen quite urgently, because the NHI fund will not be able to contract with any healthcare facility if they don't comply with the norms and standards of the Office of Health Standards Compliance. So at the moment, in the last inspections, you had 6 out of 696 facilities that actually complied with these norms and standards. If you expand that to the rest of the health sector, you're probably looking at 30 or 40 facilities. And obviously, you can't render services if you've got 40 facilities that qualify with the necessary norms and standards. So as much as everybody's saying we need to implement NHI, you need to fix the public health sector first. And of course, the question is, if the aim of NHI is to provide access, free access to quality healthcare services, and you've sort out the quality in the public sector, then actually you've already achieved universal health coverage and having free access to quality health services.
In terms of the research you may have done, when you look at NHL as a whole, perhaps in other countries where it has been implemented, is there, I suppose, a method that works, and in which countries are those?
You have to look at the specific unique situation in South Africa. There's not a lot of countries that has a pure single payer model. Canada would be one of them. Canada is massively expensive. Taiwan is another one, and South Korea, and in Taiwan and then Estonia, of course. Estonia's got massive waiting periods. In Taiwan and South Korea, there's a lot of co-payments. So you're looking at annual co-payments for those people of up to sort of $2,000 a year that they pay out of their pockets anyway. And that's besides the fact that 80% of the population there are busy paying taxes. So it's difficult to comprehend that in South Africa, where you currently have more people paying for their own private medical schemes, that you want to reduce the number of payers to the taxpayers, which is less than that, and think that they can afford this system. If you look at what happened in Ireland, in 2011, they published a NHI white paper there. They wanted to implement it. 4 years later, they did a costing, and they realized that they couldn't do it then or ever, and they scrapped the system, and they looked at a solution that fit them. Now, in South Africa, when we ask what it's going to cost, the minister says, it doesn't matter, we need to do it. But in the end, you cannot work on that premise. It's a major policy shift. And the same document he refers to when he says, it's not prudent to do a costing because it can keep changing. It also says if it's a major policy shift, you do need to do a costing. And we're not getting to that. And I think the moment we get to that, we'll realize we need to make another plan.
on the case of unions, I suppose whenever we have policy shifts or we're trying to do something with, I suppose, big entities like Eskom, there'll always be backlash. Do you get the sense that we are having a seamless conversation where the message is being trickled down properly when it comes to unions? And how do we fix that so everybody's around the table, be it Eskom, be it the NHI or various any other policies that we're trying to implement?
Well, strangely enough, COSATU is very supportive of NHI, when in fact I think the average COSATU member is not going to be as supportive of NHI, because they currently have access to the private system through their medical scheme. And that is going to change, obviously, in the NHI environment. So it's quite strange, especially taking into consideration that the nature of how NHI is going to be established is necessarily going to mean that there are going to be job losses in the provincial health departments. There's going to be job losses at national health department. And then, of course, in all of the hospitals that don't qualify to contract the NHI, there isn't going to be an income stream for them, and those people are going to lose their jobs. So it's very strange that COSATU is not pushing to fix the healthcare system at the moment, because it is going to lead to job losses if you implement NHI, and I don't think that they've read the policy to that extent that they realized it. You know, so it's odd, because in Eskom they're saying there wasn't enough consultation with everybody when they decided to break it up, and yet NHI you find that there's been very little consultation. You know, the single payer model, coming to that decision, you know, it's a strange decision, because even the research provided by the Department of Health doesn't speak to the decision to have a single payer system. And one really has to look at the broader context in South Africa, where we're currently sitting with rampant state capture. Mm. And you've got to wonder, in 2010, when this decision of a single-payer system was made, was it made in the interest of the country, or was it made in the interest of external individuals?
Mm. When it comes to the healthcare system, I mean, does Aaron Motsoaledi even have enough time between now and elections, which I don't think there is, and chances are if the ANC wins the elections, he might be moved to a different department. So it'll still be a lot of movement around the health department, and we won't be able to fix at least some of the problems we've identified. From your perspective, what are some of the low-hanging fruit that whoever assumes that particular department can tackle first before we even perhaps even go into more detail on NHI?
I think one of the biggest problems is in fact the management crisis. Mm. That happens at all levels. If you look at the facilities, what are the problems? There's a problem with cleanliness. There's a problem with staff attitude and things like that. If you have a company that's got a contract to clean your facility, and there is such a contract, somebody in your business needs to make sure that company does their job. Mm. So if there's a problem with cleanliness, it's purely somebody not doing their job to check up that the cleaning company is doing their job. So that's not a money issue. That is purely a management issue. Mm. And that needs to be sorted out. And unfortunately, it's not just, it's at all levels. So I don't know how one solves that problem.
Yeah.
In a short time. But, you know, things like that is definitely something that you do need to look at. The whole logistics system, one needs to sort that out. And of course, the looming malpractice crisis as well that's currently happening in the state, where they're sitting with 80 billion rands worth of liabilities. If that carries on, you know, the NHI fund is going to start off with as much liability as they've got available in funding. Mm. So it creates a major problem in that sense as well.
Dr. Serfontein, thank you so much for your time. That's Dr. Johan Serfontein, who's from the Free Market Foundation's Healthcare Policy Unit. Time to have a look at news headlines.